unplanned breakdowns could lead to load shedding on Monday.
Your sporting headlines this hour. Harry Maguire is said to be confused over Man United's defensive lapses. And finally, Australia wrap up the series with another innings victory. I'll have more on the stories at 5:30.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon. On the 27th of November 2019, the University of Johannesburg hosted the annual Community Engagement Service Excellence Awards at the Johannesburg Business School. This was recognizing community engagement student volunteer champions, support services, and academics from all 8 faculties and 1 college. These awards are annually hosted to award student volunteer champions and staff who are committed and passionate about sustainable community engagement projects in organizations. Outreach service learning and community-based research, which are integrated and strengthened by the UJ values of imagination, conversation, regeneration, as well as ethical foundation. And a 45-year-old man has been arrested. This is following a fatal shooting at Menlyn Main in Pretoria. The incident occurred in broad daylight on Monday. Gauteng Police spokesperson Brigadier Matabelo Peters says the suspect fired more than one shot at the deceased. Peters also said that the police seized the firearm used by the suspect. The motive for the shooting is yet to be established, and the man is expected to appear soon in the Pretoria Magistrates Court on a murder charge. And finally, embattled power utility Eskom has warned on Monday that unplanned breakdowns in the system could result in load shedding at short notice. The power utility said the situation was being monitored closely and appealed to consumers to use electricity sparingly to reduce demand. Customers were also advised to check their load shedding schedules on the Eskom or municipal websites. And within our trending topics on Twitter, we have hashtag data must fall, hashtag Fritz, and hashtag precious Ramabulana. Johannesburg is sunny today with a low of 18 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees Celsius. Pretoria is sunny as well with a low of 19 degrees Celsius and a high of 33 degrees Celsius. And for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators, the rand has gone down to 14 rand 65 cents against the United States dollar, 16 rand 18 cents against the euro, 18 rand 94 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has gone down to 1,459 rand 78 cents a fine ounce. Recapping your top stories at 5 o'clock, embattled power utility Eskom has warned that unplanned breakdowns in its system could actually result in load shedding at short notice. These news on the UJFM Drive have been supplied by EWN, IOL, Times Live and the UJFM News Desk. Exactly 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, expect more on these stories at 5:30. For UJFM News Updates, I am Udirile Rabalo.
UJFM Traffic.
As we take another look at what's happening in our roads, we're starting off in Bryanston. On Bryanston Drive westbound, obstruction is taking place, causing queue and traffic towards Mount Street. In Bedford View, on the N3 southbound, there's a stationary vehicle near the Van Buren Road exit. It's causing slow moving traffic there. In Ramberg, on Seattle Swat Drive westbound, there's a stationary vehicle, and that's after Fabrique Street. So do watch out for slow moving traffic there. And then lastly, in Centurion, on Robbie Street, traffic lights are now working, and that's at Embankment Road. So, of course, do keep in mind there's some good news there. Policemen are on duty. If you do have any other updates, to hit us up on hashtag UJFM Drive, as well as at UJFM, and by WhatsApp, audio.